Starr County grand jury has indicted 34-year-old Daniel Mate, accused of killing his live-in boyfriend. The Canton man charged with counts including murder, felonious assault, domestic violence, and gross abuse of a corpse. The charges stem from the slaying of 26-year-old Ryan Godby of Canton, who disappeared after leaving a nightclub on Cherry Avenue Northeast June 19th. Mate allegedly beat and strangled the man the following day. Godby's body has not been found. Police haven't released a motive. Mate scheduled for arraignment in common pleas court. Millersburg woman faces charges of aggravated murder after allegedly drowning her 4-year-old son during an incident at Atwood Lake. 40-year-old Ruth Miller also charged with domestic violence and endangering children. She's scheduled for arraignment in New Philadelphia Municipal Court. Miller, her husband, and their children were camping at the lake Saturday when she's accused of throwing the child into the water and later driving into the lake on a golf cart carrying the three other children. The father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, had earlier drowned while swimming during what was called an act of faith. Authorities say the woman was experiencing a mental health crisis. A Lake Township woman died in a Wednesday morning crash in Massillon. Police say 53-year-old Denny Rowland was killed in the accident on Finnefrock Road Southwest just before 6 o'clock. Rowland's car was westbound near 6th Street when she crossed the center line, colliding with an eastbound truck. She was pronounced dead just before 9:30 at Altman Hospital. The truck driver and the driver of a third vehicle that left the road to avoid the accident were not hurt. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating. City of Massillon getting some good news from credit ratings agency Moody's Investor Service. City's rating has increased from A2 to A1. Moody's says Massillon will likely maintain available fund balance ratio and the long-term liabilities ratio will remain moderate. Ratings help investors examine the risks of bonds. They also help calculate interest rates. Moody's praised Massillon's financial stability at the end of 2024. Man faces drug charges after his arrest during a raid in East Liverpool. Members of the Columbiana County Drug Task Force and East Liverpool Police executed a search warrant at a Blakely Street address Tuesday. Sheriff Brian McLaughlin says Tyson Gordon was found at a bar on St. Clair Avenue a short time later. Officers reportedly discovered over 15 grams of cocaine on Gordon and under a floor mat, about 6 grams of fentanyl and a pile of gravel outside, and roughly 40 Suboxone strips nearby. Agents turned up items consistent with drug trafficking and packaging throughout the bar. New contract in place for Goshen Township Police to provide resource officers for the West Branch School District. Board of Education approved the 2-year agreement last week. It's effective this academic year. The two officers will get a 2.5% pay increase. The board also passed a policy banning the operation of drones on school property without permission of the superintendent. The ban includes district-sponsored contests and tournaments under the auspices of the OHSAA. Portage County judges sentenced a man to 20 years in prison. Common Pleas Judge Laurie Pittman handed down the sentence Tuesday to 64-year-old William Reinhardt of Shalersville Township. He pleaded guilty to rape and 2 counts each of endangering children and gross sexual imposition. Reinhardt entered the pleas Tuesday as his trial was to begin. Other charges were dropped. Reinhardt sexually abused a preteen girl between August 2012 and August 2015. And another from January 2015 to January 2018. Prosecutors say he was acquainted with the victims through a relative. Each girl was 6 when the activity began. Man arrested with 88 pounds of methamphetamine sentenced to 18 years in prison. 37-year-old Jeffrey Battle of Phoenix, Arizona, was picked up last August after a chase from Liberty to Canfield. Investigators said Battle often traveled to the area to sell drugs, sometimes staying 2 to 3 weeks. The source told authorities he used commercial trucks to smuggle cocaine, which he sold in Akron, Youngstown, and Erie, Pennsylvania. Battle pleaded guilty in Youngstown federal court in April to 1 count of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. A Warren woman is sentenced for a shooting in April. 31-year-old Jasmine Dawkins was given 5 to 6 years in prison after pleading guilty in July to 1 count of felonious assault. Investigators said surgery was required after the victim was shot in the right arm. U.S. Attorney's Office has stepped in to file a complaint in an investment scam in Trumbull County. An elderly Bristolville man and his sister lost more than $1 million. The man filed a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center last November. He said he'd received a text from a person who said they were looking for someone named Zach. The victim responded and eventually became friendly with the scammer. They began communicating over the Telegram platform. Posing as a successful investor, the scammer convinced the victim to open multiple cryptocurrency accounts. Government has attempted to recover $325,000 in a crypto account that was frozen when the investigation began. The Trumbull County Sheriff's Office says scammers have attempted to pressure loved ones of inmates into paying over the phone for items such as court fees, fines, or house arrest arrangements. Anyone who receives such a call should not provide any personal or financial information and should hang up immediately. The Sheriff's Office says will never call to request or arrange payments for court costs, bonds, or house arrest. Legitimate payments are never handled over the phone and go through the clerk of courts or official government channels.